with Brent Grower. Brent, it's good to see you've dried off after training. How was it out there?
Yeah, it was good. Conditions are going to be similar to Sunday, so it was pretty windy and wet out there, but the boys enjoyed it today.
Do you think those conditions will suit Peel on the day?
Yeah, look, we've got a good midfield. Obviously, DeLuca, Sutcliffe, Sheridan, Pierce, all those guys that play good wet weather footy. So we're looking forward to the contest.
Subiaco is a strong side. What's it going to take for Peel to get up?
Pretty similar to the couple of weeks ago when we played them. Our forwards were able to get on top of their defenders, and Tabs played a good first half. But just just being able to get it inside 50 to our talls, and like I said, Tabs, Bally, Dawson, and guys like that can take a contested mark.
Peel's had 2 weeks off heading into the game. How have the coaches managed that?
Yeah, look, we've had 2 weeks off, as you just said, and we were lucky enough for the Peel boys to come down and train with us on Sunday on the weekend off, and that was really good. There was probably 15 of the guys come down, and we had a good hit out, and we don't get to train that often together, so it was good to get everyone together, and we've managed the boys quite well, and they're just really looking forward to the weekend now.
A lot of young guys playing in their first grand final, and you've played in a few yourself. Have you given them any advice?
Look, there was a few players, like you said, that played in the grand final last year, but I'm sure they're talking to the group in how to handle this week. But no, I haven't given them any advice this week. I've just gone about my business and what I have to do, and I'll let the players talk to the other players that haven't actually played in a grand final.
On a personal level for you, it's touch and go whether you'll be there on the day. What's going on there?
Yeah, so my wife's, she's due any day now. So I'm hoping it does come before Sunday or after Sunday, but it's just a waiting game. We're lucky enough that she's having the baby at Subiaco at the birth centre. So it's only 2 minutes around the corner. So I think she's going to come to the game on Sunday. If she happens to go into labour, well, I might have to do a quick drive out to the birth centre and come back.
Could be an exciting day with a flag and a baby.
It could be, yeah. It'd be a busy day. But, yeah, could be celebrating two things.
Great, thanks, Brent. Good luck.
Thank you very much.